Good morning. Today we're going to take a deeper dive into a discussion. Is there ayin hara when it comes to ruchnius? For example, you see somebody else and he's a better learner, or he's giving more tzedakah than you are, or he's doing more chesed than you are, and you're jealous of that. Is that a negative thing because that's putting an ayin hara onto that person? Or in fact, is that a positive thing that we want to be inspired by others and others should inspire us? There's a huge nafkamina in this. If people should be very tsanua, very modest and quiet when they do their own mitzvahs in order to avoid an ayin hara, not let people know what they're doing. Or on the other hand, maybe indeed we want to publicize those who do mitzvahs, and those who do the mitzvahs should want to publicize they're doing mitzvahs in order to inspire and encourage others to do accordingly as well. So that's a very significant question with many nafkaminas halacha lemaisa. So on the one hand, Rav Chaim Palagi brings in the name of the Zohar, Atahare Saladas, etc. Dafila b'makom kedushin, even in a time when we're talking about spiritual matters, im kol zitzarech lahastir ha'inyan, we have to make an effort to hide the mitzvahs that we do, b'chol mashiachol, as much as possible, kedei shelo yishlod bo ayin hara, so we don't have an ayin hara. So it seems that we have to be very tzanua, very modest, even in the doing of religious matters. But on the other hand, and just to build the question even more, there is a concept. Chazal tell us, kinas sofrim tarbe chachma, the kina, jealousy of sofrim, when it comes to people who are learning Torah, that increases chachma. In other words, when you see somebody who's learning better, who's learning more, who's more insightful in his learning, that increases chachma because that inspires one another. So in fact, it seems to say that we should not be hiding our learning and maybe globally in our doing of mitzvahs because that inspires others. So which is it? We have Rav Chaim Palagi bringing the Zohar that's saying that there can be an ayin hara unless we hide our doing of mitzvahs. On the other hand, Chazal tell us that kina sofrim tarbe chachma, it's a positive thing because we inspire others when we show our great learning and maybe other mitzvahs as well. So first we're going to show some arguments in favor of actually publicizing when doing mitzvahs, that it should not be hidden because there's a positive side to things. The Rashba was asked an important question. We're not going to go into the details about somebody who had donated land for a base Knesset and he wanted to put his name on it, and people were saying, no, you can't put your name on it. And it's a lengthy and very important tshuva that the Rashba wrote. And in fact, the Rama paskins like that Rashba, and this is what the Rama says. In Shulchan Aruch, mi shehikdish davar letzedakah, somebody who donated something for tzedakah, donated it for public good, gave it to charity, charitable cause, mutar lo sheyichsav shmo alav, it is permitted for him to write his name, to inscribe his name on the item that he's donating, so it should be in a memory that he people should remember that he donated that item. And not only does he have a right to do it, but it is a proper thing to do. So we see here that we should be publicizing those who do mitzvahs. It can inspire others to give tzedakah as well. And continuing in a similar vein, in the concept of kina sofrim tarbe chokma, that we inspire others when we publicize their mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Bachya says as follows, v'kina zo shamarnu, this bad thing, jealousy of others, eino ela behevle ha'olam, that's talking about things that are in this word, material items in this world, b'mine sasra, when it comes to leadership and authority, va'osher, and when it comes to wealth, v'hakavod, and when it comes to getting kavod, p'luos ha'maisim ha'raim, and other areas that really are not positive things. So those are things that you can have an ayin hara, and that is when kina is really a negative thing, being jealous of somebody else. However, when it comes to kina, when it comes to jealousy in Torah, learning of Torah, mitzvahs, doing of mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim, doing good deeds, being jealous in those areas, the spiritual realm, hareze mida mishubachas. This is actually a positive thing. V'chein amru, and Chazal tell us, kina sofrim tarbe chokma, jealousy of a sofer, somebody who is learning, that will only increase chokma. And Rabbeinu Bachi in another place says, v'achemda v'akina, jealousy of others, azos, himuteris, this type of chemed, chemda, this type of jealousy is permitted, v'yesh ladam scharla, and in fact, you get scharan. It's a positive thing. It's positive. We could look at it both ways. The person who does the mitzvah, he publicizes it because he wants to inspire others. And the person who is looking on is inspired as well. So that, in fact seems to be a positive thing. One of the Talmidim of the Rashba, Rav Yaakov Sagili, says as follows after a lengthy piece. He says, "Aval ha-mitzvah shenaseh b'farhesia, when you do a mitzvah in public, yesh la-peiros harei rabi mitkenu bo lasot kamo. It is pay, you will get peiros, you will get dividends from it, because many people are inspired from it." In other words, the more that are inspired, the more schar you get, because you've inspired more people. So there we have it, a number of sources, and that's just a small selection of many others that we see in a spiritual realm. It seems to be that it's a positive thing, not like Rav Chaim Palagi bringing in the name of the Zohar that says it's not a positive thing, that there's an ayin hara, even when it comes to the spiritual matters. But we see here, in fact, that kina sarfim tarbe chachma, it indeed could be positive in the tzedakah realm, in the learning realm, in ruchnius in general. It could be a real inspiration for others to follow suit. But on the other hand, it could be that it's problematic. If we look in the Mishnavos, we've seen the Mishnavos before. Ayin hara, if somebody has an ayin hara, motzin es adam min olam, that will destroy you, take you out of this world. So in fact, the Avos de Rabbi Nasan gives a little bit more detail what's going on here, that Rabbi Yoshua says that ayin hara is such a negative thing. He says, l'chazir es adam latet ayin hara b'chavero b'shal chachmas obator, that applies. Giving an ayin hara to somebody else applies when we're talking about his chachma and Torah. So here we see that even when it comes to learning of Torah that we just said before, there's a basis to publicize it because we want to inspire others and we want others to be inspired, etc. But here we see the Avos de Rabbi Nasan is saying no, that the ayin hara is not a good thing, even in the spiritual realm, even when being jealous of somebody's chachma. So it's not a good thing. And in fact, we know that the Luchas Habris, the first Luchas, were destroyed. That is in the spiritual realm. And there was an Ayin Hara there. And if we look at the Pasuk in Micha that says, Vasnei Alecha Esim Elokecha, that you should go modestly together with Hashem, that's obviously not talking about non-spiritual matters. That's talking about when you go with Hashem. And it also says we should be modest. So there is a din of modesty even in spiritual matters. So which is it? We have proofs in this direction. We have proofs in that direction. So in fact, in the Sefer Ayin Hara Be'en Ayadus, he comes and says, it depends the situation. It depends the kavana of the individual who is doing the mitzvah and his desire to be mefarsim, to publicize the Mishnah. He says as follows, if the kavana of the person is pure, and he wants to publicize his doing of the mitzvahs in order to marba kvod shamayim, and in order for other people to learn from what he did and to do like him, he's really doing it in a positive way, purely in a good fashion with no selfish intentions, then we would say kina sofrim tarbe chachma, that having the kina, jealousy of others, is a positive thing. We want to inspire others, so the person doing the mitzvahs indeed should publicize it because he simply wants to inspire others to do the same thing with good, pure intentions. On the other hand, kasher adam mefarsim et maaseh ha-mitzvah shelo, when somebody publicizes a mitzvah l'shem kavod in order for himself to be respected, v'hana'a gashmis, and in order for him to have material gain, u'kedei she'yagdalu v'chabdu abrios, or for them to show him kavod, to raise him up, to give him more respect, to give him a raise, a better career, whatever it may be. He is opening himself up to ayin hara, even in the spiritual realm, even when it comes to mitzvahs, even when it comes to chachma and Torah. So we see the bottom line here, that we have sources pointing in this direction, in that direction. Some sources saying that it should be publicized when somebody learns and does mitzvahs, and kina sofrim tarbe chachma, it's a positive thing. On the other hand, we have negative sources about it. The Zohar, for example, it depends the intention of the individual. If his intentions are pure, 100% pure, he's trying to inspire others to do as he is, then it's positive to publicize. On the other hand, if he has ulterior motives in publicizing his learning or his doing of mitzvahs and the like, then they should not be publicized because that will cause an ayin hara. Have a wonderful day.